the president's toast at a state luncheon in honor of the president of Bolivia, from the state dining room of the White House, October 22, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that I speak on behalf of all of our countrymen in welcoming our guest of honor. I think the United States values its relations with the countries of Latin America because of historical reasons, cultural reasons, hemispheric ties, geography, and all the rest, probably more warmly than it does any of its obligations, responsibilities around the world. And I think that the effort in which has engaged our attention in this decade, the attempt to demonstrate that it is possible to provide a steadily rising increase in the standard of living of the people under a democratic system. This effort represents the greatest challenge which the hemisphere has ever faced, and it's an effort which is going to require the most from all of us. We're particularly glad to welcome the president of Bolivia because this has been his life work. Years of exile as well as years of the presidency, he has attempted to maintain a free country, national sovereignty unimpaired, and at the same time provide with the geography not always his friend, provide a better life for his people. This is a difficult challenge in this hemisphere. Wealth has not been distributed by nature as equitably as it might have been, and therefore, on those governments who are attempting to provide a breakthrough for their people, unusual burdens have fallen. But the president has been heavily engaged and committed in this task since the early 50s. He is attempting to do what we would like to see done in every country in the hemisphere, including our own. We recognize the obstacles that he must overcome, and he and his people, but we are particularly proud to have him visit us to give us a chance to hear from him about what he's doing and what progress he's making, and also to indicate through him our respect for his people and our great interest in the relations, the inter-American system, which governs our conduct towards each other. We're glad also to have the members of your government, Mr. President, and I would ask all to join me in drinking to the well-being of the people of Bolivia and to the very good health of the President.